This is a web exclusive. My name is Joe Armstrong. My guest tonight, Ted Russell Camp, good human being, excellent songwriter, and he's generous enough to stick around and do another tune for us. But he's chosen to do something that's not one of his tunes. Tell me what this is.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about songwriting and people we admire, and we talked about John Hiatt. I think he's just unbelievable as an artist, as a songwriter. He's just been awesome and inspiring for many years. Anyway, so I was in Germany doing a tour last May, and there's a great guy, Thomas, who's a friend of mine, kind of in kind of the southern western part of Germany, not that far from the Dutch border. And so we got together, and he helped put together a couple shows. So we're becoming friends and hanging out for a couple days, driving around Germany. We start talking about John Hiatt. And I say, you know, my favorite John Hiatt record, I think, is Crossing Muddy Waters, which is just this great album. It's just a three-piece. It's mostly acoustic. The songs are just great. And so he's like, you know, I have this bootleg thing of board tapes that didn't make the record. So he gave me a copy of this bootlegged CD, which is like, you know, like the old fake bootlegged copies that I used to go to New York City and get,
right,
where they have some weird photocopied version of the back cover of the album with the font of the front cover, and it was like this thing. So it was like that, and it's got about half the songs from the album, but other takes of them, and then it has like five or six other songs, which are great in general, that didn't make the record.
And I imagine the songs that John Hiatt decides to not put on his record are probably better than the best songs of most other people's records.
Yeah. No, and there are definitely three or four of them, and I could hear, being a songwriter and also a fan of John Hiatt, I can probably think, oh, that's probably the reason he didn't like this one. That's the reason this one didn't make it on it. But this is one, and there's maybe a line or two I can be guessing why he didn't want to put it on the record. But what I drove around for the next week and a half of this European tour listening to this CD over and over and over and over. So I ended up learning this tune. It's called Do I Get What I Want?
All right, cool, man. Well, Ted, thank you again for spending time with us down here at the studio in Pasadena. And I can't wait to hear your version of this John Hiatt tune, man.
Right on.
Cool.
Right on. Wish I had one of them voices that did what you told it to do. I like take off your clothes with a cheap bit of prose, something radio perfect for you. Now I'll admit it, the reason I sing is to get you in bed. But this other stuff comes in the night, like a drum in my head. If I can't get what I want, do I get what I need? 'Cause I'm tired of singing these songs that were left here for me. Do I get what I want? Do I just keep on singing and see? I wish I had one of them road maps that looked just as big as you are. Well, I'd jump in and start walking instead of just talking. Underneath this carpet of stars, and I'd walk to the fold, and with each fold that unfolded, I'd go, and I'd measure the distance to scale with an inch of my soul. Now, do I get what I want? Well, if I can, do I get what I need? 'Cause I'm tired
of singing these sounds that were left here for me. But do I get what I want? Do I just keep on singing and see? Now the singer is lost in the song, an unfortunate thing. And he can't buy a thrill with the strength or the will, cause his throat gets caught when he sings. Seeing inches a million miles, baby, that much I know. And there's only 9,509,000,000 to go. If I can't get what I want, do I get what I need? 'Cause I'm tired of singing this song that was left here for me. Do I get what I want? You would just keep on singing and see. Or do I get what I want? What the hell, come on, give